하늘로 예복고 예복부인수토 아멘. It's that time of year again when we do two things. We look to the past. We look back and see where we were 1 year ago. And then at the same time, we look to the future to see where we want to be in 1 year. And we do this because we compare our lives constantly. We compare our lives and we reevaluate where we are in life. Our accomplishments and our failures, our health, our finances, and in a word, our entire lives. We look to see where we are and where we want to be. And we do this because 1 year comes to a close and another year is opening. In today's gospel reading, Christ says at the Last Supper, he establishes the Holy Communion, which we do every Sunday, Suppadara. He also washes the feet of the disciples, and he speaks of his betrayal, his coming tortures and suffering, and ultimately his death. He talks about the end of his ministry on earth. And probably one of the holiest moments in the entire gospel, the disciples do what? They start to argue about who is the greatest amongst them. They start to argue as to who is going to take over this ministry. Who's going to be the new rabbi? Who's going to be the one who is the greatest and take on this mission to the rest of the Jews? But Christ's response is true and amazing. He says, whoever serves is the greatest. The server is the one who leads. Sometimes we think like the disciples. Sometimes we think that we must have a position of authority to do something, that we must have money or strength or talents or just a title to do something in this world or to help other people. Sometimes we even think we have to wait for the right moment in order to help someone, that not everything is perfect and we have to wait for that moment. Sometimes in English we say analysis paralysis, where we constantly think and think and think before we can do anything. There's a story of a young monk who one morning is standing on a hill looking at the sunrise. And as he is looking, another monk comes up and says, come, help us with the services in the church today. And the young monk responds, no, I have a great goal in life. I plan to be a bishop one day, and when I become a bishop, I will help you all the time in the services, but right now is not the time. Noon, midday comes, and he's still on the hill looking out to the city. And as he's looking out, another monk comes up and he says, come help us, come to the marketplace so we can buy food and we can prepare our meals for our brothers and sisters. And the monk says, no, I am waiting for my inheritance that is coming to me soon. Once I get my inheritance, I will be able to buy all the food that is needed and help all of those, even in the village. Not yet. Evening comes and he watches the sun set. And a monk comes and says to him, come, help us clean the rooms and the tables. And the young monk responds, no, I'm too tired. I don't have any strength. I'll do it tomorrow. Finally, it's a full moon that night, and he's looking out, and he sees in the courtyard of the church Christ watering flowers. And Christ calls up to him and says, come, help me water the flowers. And the young monk says, no, no, I'm too tired. I'll do it another time. It's not that important. And immediately Christ becomes a little agitated, and he yells at him and says, come here right now. Even the flowers are precious to me. And he goes on to say, your goal in life must be that you serve at the moment that is given to you. You must serve when somebody comes and asks for help. You must do it. Not wait on a hill for the right moment, but the second help is needed, you come down from your hill and you help. So many dreams and so many goals die and never become a reality because we wait for the right moment. We wait for the right circumstances to happen. We think that we are not ready. And so often we hear this, and myself included, we say, I'm not ready. I'm not ready for this yet. I still have to study. I still have to prepare, whether it be a day, a week, a month, or a year. But in reality, in our own eyes, we are never ready for anything. Christ says that we must serve at the moment that we are called to serve. We must serve and help when needed. Even if this means watering plants, which to Christ is still important. We saw this a couple of months ago with the war. The Armenian nation was not ready in our eyes. Yet, we were able to utilize the talents and the things that we had, and we came together, and we were able to help those in need. And we continue to do this today. The truth is that many of us make up excuses. We are great at making excuses. We often say, I can't do something because I'm not part of the parish council, or I'm not Derhal. I don't know Armenian. I don't know the Bible. I don't know theology. I don't know church history. I don't have the finances. I don't know people in the church. I'm too shy. I don't have a voice to sing, or the courage to go up and meet someone new, or any skills whatsoever. We come up with excuses why not to do things. But the reality and the truth is that I may not know how to cook, but I know how to feed someone. I may not have a voice to sing with, but I can still join the angels in singing. I may be very shy and not social, but I can still welcome someone and make them feel part of this family called the church. In God's eyes, we are always ready. We are all ready and prepared to serve and help. Because God knows that, and He will send certain people into our lives knowing that we are prepared to help them. And so often, unfortunately, we push them off to someone else, thinking we don't have the means to do it. New Year has begun, and many of us have already failed our New Year's resolutions. But I ask and I encourage you to start with a new New Year's resolution, and that is to serve one another with all our hearts. We may not have the perfect moment to do that. We may be busy when somebody comes up to help or ask for help. These all might happen. But I ask and I pray that we come down from our hills and we help when we are called to help. No matter how small and insignificant we may think it is, the reality is that for God, it is not small, it is not insignificant, but it is the moment that He has called us to become great and to serve among our brothers and sisters. Amen.